Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. It is the fifth Thursday in Lent in the church calendar. We are marking time with God's story. If you do have a prayer request, as always, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. More than enough for me, more than my eyes could see, more than my everything overflow, so much more. Here in my brokenness, fill my emptiness, be more than my heart could hold, overflow, so much more than enough for me. More than enough for me, more than my eyes could see, more than my everything overflow, so much more. Here in my brokenness, fill up my emptiness, be more than my heart could hold, overflow, so much more than enough for me. Lord, search our hearts. Help us see the ways in which we are not walking with you, God. Thank you that you call us. You bring us close. You bring us out of that into your way of love and life. In the name of Jesus. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. More than enough for me, more than my eyes could see, more than my everything overflow, so much more. Here in my brokenness, fill up my emptiness, and be more my heart could overflow, so much more than enough for me. If you do have a prayer request, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. I'd like to ask you to pray today for my father-in-law, Keith. He's on his way to Lebanon for a ministry trip. Lord, we just pray for Keith. We pray that he would have traveling mercies. You would get him to Lebanon safely. And Lord, you would bless the ministry there. All that you are doing in that glorious country, Lord. Pray that you would move mightily and there would be so many stories to tell of your faithfulness, of your love, and of your power. May lives be changed forever. Thank you for all you have done, all you are doing, and all you are going to do. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Here in my brokenness, fill up my emptiness, and be more than my heart could hold, overflow. so much more than enough for me.
Thank you, Lord. Our first psalm today is Psalm 131. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. Psalm 132, Lord, remember David and all his self-denial. He swore on oath to the Lord. He made a vow to the mighty one of Jacob. I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob. We heard it in Ephrath. We came upon it in the fields of Jar. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool, saying, Arise, Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests be clothed with your righteousness. May your faithful people sing for joy. For the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore on oath to David, a sure oath he will not revoke. One of your own descendants I will place on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and the statutes I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever and ever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling, saying, This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor I will satisfy with food. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful people will ever sing for joy. Here I will make a horn grow for David and set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but his head will be adorned with a radiant crown.
Oh, find your resting place in us, Lord. We build for you a resting place. I've prepared it for you. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our gospel reading is John 10:19-42. The Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, He is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? But others said, These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts, walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Again, his Jewish opponents picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" "We are not stoning you for any good work," they replied, "but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God." And Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I have said you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came and scripture cannot be set aside, what about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said I am God's son? Do not believe me unless I do the works of my Father. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father." Again they tried to seize him, but he escaped their grasp. Then Jesus went back across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing in the early days. There he stayed, and many people came to him. And they said, "Though John never performed a sign, all that John said about this man was true." And in that place, many believed in Jesus.
We want to be in that place, Lord, where many believe in you. Many believe in you. Oh, they may not believe now, but Lord, we believe that they will believe in you. May we build places where many believe in you. May we build places where many believe in you. Oh Lord, oh Lord, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, thanks be to God.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this fifth Thursday in Lent. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let's pray specifically for those in our lives, our own hearts, our family, friends, acquaintances, co-workers, dreams, enemies, visions, provision, plans, healing. Lay it all before Jesus today. He cares for you. I just want to pray for all those you are calling to a specific task, to a specific dream, to a specific vision. Oh, may it rise up within them. May they take steps this week toward what you are calling them to. May they hear your voice. They are your sheep. And you said, Lord, your sheep know your voice, God. In the name of Jesus.
More than enough for me, more than my eyes could see, more than my everything overflow, so much more than enough for me.
May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. May you be a place that many believe and come to believe in Jesus. Amen and amen.